You're listening to SBS News.
The number of newly reported COVID-19 cases is skyrocketing in Australia's most populous states, but epidemiologists say the actual number of new infections in the community could be up to 10 times higher. University of Melbourne epidemiologist Professor Tony Blakely told SBS News, there are potentially thousands of cases not included in the official daily figures.
And the numbers are going up, and we're letting it go up because it's not nearly as serious as Delta. But the numbers we're seeing are just the tip of the iceberg. We don't know what the true infection rate is. I've said it's between 5 to 10 times as much, so let's use 5. That means we're seeing something like 160 to 180,000 infections per day at the moment in New South Wales.
Speaking to The Age earlier this week about the outbreak in Victoria, Kirby Institute epidemiologist John Calder says it would not be too out there to suggest there are at least 3 to 5 times as many cases as officially notified. Professor Calder told SBS News these evaluations are not yet based on any official modelling. He also says active attempts are being made to try to improve this estimate, and he hopes to have some clarity on this in the coming days.
There are population surveys that ask people about their symptoms, asking about their testing behaviours and asking them about which test they went for. And so if you can put that information together in a systematic way, then it's possible to generate an estimate.
In the absence of those registration estimates, Professor Blakely says there are 3 key reasons to believe the real number of infections is much greater than the reported cases.
1, it's asymptomatic infection. We knew with Delta that a third of people were probably asymptomatic. It might be even 2/3 with Omicron, and they don't even know they've got it. 2, we've got long testing queues. And so many people will just shrug their shoulders with mild symptoms and get on with their life. 3, those people who found out they're test positive with a rapid antigen test don't register on our counts, and they may elect to not go and get a PCR test because of the long queue. So for all of those reasons, we would expect the total number of infections to be much greater than those that are reported.
After Wednesday's National Cabinet meeting, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced a spate of changes to COVID-19 guidelines. One update includes removal of the requirement to take a PCR test if people test positive on a rapid antigen test. While Professor Blakely's projections may sound alarming, he notes that the number of hospitalizations as a result of those infections is much lower than would have been the case if Delta was still the dominant strain. Deakin University epidemiologist Catherine Bennett says the media and the public need to stop focusing on daily case figures while warning that new variants may still be detected this year. Professor Calder had this final message.
And I think the health authorities are focusing very much on those numbers. With such a large number of infections in the community, it's increasing them, but it's certainly to be expected that that number will increase, the number in hospital and ICU will increase, but it's really a question of the degree to which the increase matches the increase in cases, and that's what we probably won't know for another, still another week or two. But so far, I think we can all be very thankful that it does seem to be much milder compared to the previous variants.
Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.